Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Halloween show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Ah, the Monster Mash. Let's start with this here.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a
so you take your kids trick-or-treating tonight, right, Amy?
Yes, tonight's the night. The first night they've ever gone trick-or-treating, and they're going to lose their minds.
So what time do you start?
I don't know when it's dark.
You go at, it's like 4th of July when it's dark. There's not really a time, it's just when it's dark.
I mean, do kids, I don't know, y'all, tell
it's,
me.
When any, it's dark, when it gets dark, that's when you go. If it's still light outside, no one's answering their door.
Yeah, I feel like I want it to be dark. I always went when it was dark when I was a kid, and it's not like they're four, you know? It's their first time trick-or-treating, but my daughter's 11, like.
I always answer my door, dark or light. I don't know, unless you're talking about people don't answer the door. I mean, if you knock, they're going to answer. They just may not be fully prepared, right?
Well, that's what I mean. They're still getting in costume. They expect people to come when it's dark out so you can see the porch lights, which ones are on, which ones are off.
That's true. Yeah, the porch lights is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Lunchbox. He goes out on the streets, and he asks people, what's the best and worst Halloween candy?
What's the best Halloween candy?
Snickers.
Peanut butter cups.
Laffy Taffy.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
I would say Reese's peanut butter cup.
What's the best Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Reese's.
Butterfingers.
Just Butterfingers.
Snickers.
Twix.
Reese's.
What's the best Halloween candy?
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Snickers.
Glow Kit Kats.
The Reese's Pieces.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
So you see a lot of chocolate. I mean, chocolate is the leader of the Halloween candy, huh?
Absolutely. People love the chocolate.
I'm surprised so many people say Reese's peanut butter cups. And also, do you say, because it's Reese's, but a lot of people say Reese's. But how do you say it, Amy?
Reese's. I say Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
Reese's peanut butter cups.
A lot of Reese's. Lunchbox, what do you say?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, we say it the same.
Okay, play Lunchbox talking to more people.
What's the worst Halloween candy?
Taffy.
Candy corn.
Tootsie Roll.
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
I'm going to have to go with a candy corn. It's pretty bad.
What's the worst Halloween candy?
Jelly beans. Candy corn.
Taffy.
What's the worst Halloween candy?
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
I hate candy corn. It's awful. Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Man, some candy corn haters this morning. I don't mind candy corn. In moderation. But chocolate's the winner, candy corn's the worst. Maybe some listeners listening now have all their candy corn ready to go, and they decide to get no chocolate. Call Audible, folks. Gotta switch it up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. Rain from Texas all the way to Maine today. Severe weather in Louisiana as well. 60s and 70s for the rest of the country. In recall news, Harley-Davidson is recalling over 100,000 bikes to fix the clutch. Got a Harley, get it fixed. And finally, have a great Halloween. Officials are saying be on the lookout for any suspicious behavior tonight and report it to authorities.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer, Raymundo, is such a weirdo. He's wearing Jimmy Allen's hoodie they left in the studio. Jimmy Allen has a song. Yeah, this song right here.
Sun sank down on the coast.
And he comes in. And he's performing, and we're friendly with Jimmy Allen, and he leaves his shirt, and a respecting person would go, hey, Jimmy, you left your shirt here, except Raymundo's wearing it.
What's wrong with that?
Raymundo?
Yeah, it was sitting in the green room. It had been there a couple days. He didn't claim it. Nobody seemed to care about it, and it was a baller black sweatshirt hoodie. It said something like, stay humble, and I was like, that is awesome, man. I could see myself rocking that, so I've been wearing that thing now for a couple days.
You also would wear the Thomas Rhett shirt he left in the studio?
Yeah, that was the same type thing. Thomas has his own clothing line. He loses these shirts and doesn't care about them. So this is the type of clothing I'd like to wear and like to rock. And most people don't even claim it. That's why when you go to gyms and stuff, there's a lost and found. Because most people leave stuff and don't care. So
what
I didn't
do you mean,
think anything of it.
It.
What?
They forgot
care.
It.
They forget.
Nah, I think that dude just gets a shirt on, sheds it, and moves on to the next. That's how musicians are. So
that's not true.
Well,
that's not true.
I did an Instagram of me in. It and I thought if he really wants it, reach out, man.
Or
ask
now
me.
It's awkward.
Has he reached out?
No, I haven't.
Imagine if you left a shirt somewhere and you see somebody wearing it in their Instagram. You're not going to be like, hey, dude, that's my shirt.
Give it back. And then how can you make for sure that he's going to see it?
Well, I mean, who knows? But the thing is, if he sees in his closet that he's missing something and he remembers where he lost it, come find me. I got it.
He's got it on. That's how you'll know. Raymundo also hit up Kip Moore for tickets to a show.
No.
Yeah.
How did you go about this?
Well, this one is a little different because I usually I ask the label. I ask some people here at our company. But with this one, it was so rushed. And I thought, man, screw it. I'm just going to hit up Kip on Instagram and ask him for tickets for my buddy. It was an L.A. show. California, those tickets sell so fast. So I was like, the only way to guarantee is if I ask Kip himself. So just hit him up. Hit him on the DM.
And?
Dude responded back. It took about a day, so I was a little worried at first. But but then he hits me back and he goes, yeah, what do you want the name under? I'll get you two of them.
Boom! That is how you do it,
dude,
right?
That was straight up amazing. So my buddy goes, oh, so what'd you do? Did you ask somebody at work? And I go, no, dude. I just straight up asked the dude you're going to see, Kip. He hooked up the tickets.
Did Jason Aldean ever respond to you about working at his bar?
No, still waiting on that one. But I do still work there every week, so if I bump into him, maybe talk to a manager, I'll get a response. I do want to start working there. Maybe it's not through Jason's DMs, but I will in time like land that gig.
All right. Bobby Bones Show. I'm on this app called Marco Polo. Are you familiar with it, Amy?
Yeah, my sister uses it. I don't know. She sends me weird things because her kids use it.
You don't use it?
I mean, I've even hit her back. And it's so funny. It's like, was Bobby reading my text messages? Because it's so weird. I literally just, like, if I were to read you my last text message to my sister, it says, what is this Marco Polo thing you keep sending me?
Okay, so one of my friends is on Marco Polo, and it's basically a video walkie-talkie.
Okay.
And you can talk a video message and send it, and they get it whenever they want, and they make a message, send it back, get it whenever they want. Or if you're on, it gives you a thing, and you can watch them live, too. I don't know. I have a couple friends that have been on it, and I use it all the time.
Yeah, you get a big beach ball.
And you know how apps work. Sometimes they're cool for a long time. Sometimes they're not. I used to play that HQ Trivia all the time. I don't even touch that game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys even thought about HQ Trivia in a while?
No. Nope.
What's your favorite app, Amy, right now? Let's remove Instagram, Twitter, the things that everybody has. But do you have any apps at all that you're like, man, this would be really cool?
Man, YouTube Kids.
Oh, yeah? I think that's interesting, though. Tell me about that.
Well, it's all kid stuff. So I can log into my phone, literally log into the YouTube Kids app and hand it to my kids. And I know that everything they're going to see on my phone is going to be safe. Because YouTube isn't always safe if you just go to YouTube. So I like that they have a kids app.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mine would probably be this app called Record It,
mm-hmm.
where you can record anything you're doing on your phone, like the screen, the transitions, meaning if you can see it on your phone as you're doing it, swiping, it's recording it.
But why do you want to do that?
Well, let's say I want to send.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I think.
Then why do I want to do it? You explain it.
Well, I'm looking at it from a work stance. Like if you were on your email or doing something where you're trying to type out something, could you record yourself doing that and then send it to someone as like,
yes.
Or in your notes, like if you're writing a song and you want to send someone the progress of you doing that, you could send them you doing that.
Yeah. Or if you're looking at a picture, you swipe and you go to something else. You're like, here's this swipe, go to something else. Here's this swipe, yeah. Go to something else. Here's me typing. You can do like a 30 second of everything that's on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I like that app. Lunchbox, do you even have any apps?
Yeah. The one I use, the best is Heytel. It's like a walkie-talkie. You just leave a message for someone like, hey, dude, what up? You watching this game? Did you just see that play? And it sends them. It's like a voice text, but you don't have to pay attention. And it just kind of comes in, and you can listen to it whenever you want. I love it.
I mean, that's basically Marco Polo, just without video.
Yeah, I used Marco Polo for a while, but the video, I just got tired of watching the videos. I was like, all right, this is annoying. Because people send everything on video. Like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Like, I don't need to see that on video.
What's your number one app, Amy? Mine is probably Twitter, then Instagram in that order.
It's got to be Instagram.
You think so?
I guess I can go check that, right?
Yeah.
I already know in my heart it's Instagram.
Yeah. Hey, how much time do you spend outside every day?
Oh, right now the weather is amazing. So like as many hours as I possibly can get.
At least Experts say you need at least 20 minutes. 20 minutes a day in natural surroundings leads to all these things because apparently, listen, who knows if it's true, but experts say nature's good for you.
Told you that.
I know.
I think I told you to go. That's why when you said the other day, take the scenic route. And I said, yes, because you need to be one with nature.
I mean, it's too long in a car. I get car sick so easily. Producer Ed, are you over there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
What's your favorite app that you use on your phone that's not Instagram or Twitter?
Okay, so right now I have Heads Up. It's a game. You played it. You know what it is.
Oh, dude, we play it backstage at Dancing with the Stars all the time.
Yes, and when you have kids, it's the coolest thing ever. It's just a game. You put your phone up to your head, and then it has a movie title or something, and the person reading it has to get you to guess what it is. It's so much fun.
It's an easy game to play. That's a good one.
We play the actual one with the headbands, like the one that comes in a box at home.
With your kids?
Yeah.
What games do you guys play around the house with you and the kids?
Checkers, Connect Four, Candyland, Uno, Heads Up.
Do you play any games to help their English? No? Okay. Here's a question.
Those are just fun games they like to play, though. So obviously, I want. Yeah. If my daughter will take like a break from Netflix and play Uno with me, I'm like, sweet, let's do it. Which that's really what breaks her way. She loves checkers, like loves.
I should come over and play and dominate her like 11 times in a row and then dump the board over and walk out.
She's pretty good. I'm not going to
lie. Yeah, but I teach her a lesson real quick. Okay. Yeah. Bobby Bone
Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
John Party is the new face of Wrangler Retro. He will appear in all of the national marketing campaigns for the jean and shirt collection.
And we just did her sexy face. Yeah. I don't know why.
No, I was not a sexy face. It was like a, I can see that working because he is like George Strait to me. Like he's just got that vibe. And George Strait, Wrangler, John Party.
George Strait is what to you?
Oh, George Strait is my man.
Yes, I'm saying.
I mean, wow. John Party just has that. No. I'm not saying John Party's my man, but he has that whole same vibe. He can pull it off. Like, he can be the new face of Wrangler. Like, George Strait has been it for so long.
Yeah. And George Strait is sexy to you.
Yeah. I mean, you don't think John Party's a little bit sexy?
I do not. No. I was talking with John Party yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, because I think he has a Harley. And he was sitting on his Harley with his arms crossed. I texted him. I was like, "What is this? What are you doing? You cool now or what? Like, what's the deal?" Because, he had the Harley back on like a kickstand, but he had his arms crossed, like, just chilling on it.
Yeah.
But he can pull it off.
See?
I know. He's kind of sexy. I'll admit it. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. What else?
Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum shared an adorable photo of her twins celebrating their 9 months in pumpkin onesies.
Cute.
Lunchbox, you put your baby in a onesie yet?
No, he will be in one. I'll take a picture of it, but yes, I haven't put him in it yet.
What's it of? The pumpkin onesie?
Yeah, it's just a pumpkin onesie. I think she copied my outfit.
Oh, Hillary Scott.
Yeah, she stole my idea.
Okay, because you're the only one.
Probably.
Okay, Morgan number two, anything else?
CMA Country Christmas is set to air on December 10th on ABC. Reba McEntire will be hosting with special performances of Christmas classics.
There you go. Love that. Thank you very much. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A man down in Florida is getting ready for work, and he looks outside, and he sees a bear with its two cubs in his yard, and he's like, oh, that's kind of cool. So he's sitting there drinking his coffee, and he opens the door a little bit to see if they're gone so he can leave for work, and his dog runs out, and the bear gets the dog in its mouth. And the guy's like, what am I going to do? He's got my little dog. He runs up and kicks the bear and saves his dog.
Wow, is that what you're supposed to do? Are you supposed to kick bears?
I think if something's attacking your dog... Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you're ever supposed to kick a bear, but I think all bets are off if someone's attacking your dog.
Yeah, I feel like this guy got lucky.
Yeah, it had his Yorkie mix in its mouth, and he said, oh, I got to save the dog. And so he went and tried to fight the bear, kicked it, and the bear dropped the dog and ran off.
I don't think that's the smart thing to do because bears can move at a pretty good pace. I probably would have done the same. Hey, Lunchbox, what would you have done?
Throw a rock at it.
Okay.
I mean, really?
Would you have run up and kicked the bear?
Nope.
And I don't think that that's the wrong answer, because probably you shouldn't kick a bear because they can eat you too, right?
Right, exactly. I understand you love your dog, but that drops the dog, and then the bear eats you. And the dog's not going to kick the bear.
I don't know. My dog is pretty good. Hey. All right. Well, thank you, Lunchbox. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hutchinson, Kansas. A man walked into the mall, was shopping, looking around. He sees a couple boxes of unopened merchandise. He grabs it, runs out of the store, into the parking lot, jumps in his car, and drives away. Thinks he made a clean getaway. Only problem was, he dropped his wallet in the parking lot with his ID.
You know, here's what I always wonder about that. Why would you go in with your ID? The first thing I would do if I were going to thieves and stuff, would be put my ID down.
Yeah.
Like, don't go in with it. And wear gloves. Fingerprints.
Oh,
two,
yeah.
Two things I would do. I would not take a wallet with me, and I would wear gloves.
But isn't it obvious if you walk in with gloves?
No, I don't think so.
They have clear ones.
Yeah. Just put them behind your back. Walk your hands behind your back.
Or do like mittens, like it's cold out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, where was this again?
Hutchinson, Kansas.
Oh,
so
brr.
I guess it's kind of cold there.
So
yeah,
cold.
Brr. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, happy Halloween. Tonight's a big night. Amy, you guys are trick-or-treating. Now, will you trick-or-treat when it's still a little bit daylight? See, the kids can be done earlier, or will you wait till it's fully dark?
I think it gets dark early enough now to where we'll wait till it's dark. Let's do this thing right.
And how long are you going to trick-or-treat?
Oh, good question. Because I feel like my kids are going to think this is the most amazing day of their lives, and they're going to want to keep going and going and going.
But since it's their first trick-or-treat ever in America, you could say, listen, kids, trick-or-treating is 9 minutes long, so get at it.
Well, that would be so lame.
But they wouldn't know the difference.
They do have school, so it's not like it's just a holiday night or something. So, you know, I think we'll rein it in to where they can get in bed at a reasonable time.
Yeah, well, have fun tonight.
Thanks.
That's cool. That's really cool. It's exciting for you. Your first trick-or-treating as a family since your kids came to America.
Mm-hmm. Dogs going and everything.
Your dog's trained pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah, she's doing great, and she's dressing up as Amelia Earhart.
Now, how's that work?
She has a little flight cap with goggles and a red scarf.
Oh, that's cool. How'd she feel about that?
She likes it.
Oh, she does? Good. Good.
She likes representing women that want to set big goals and go for them.
And your dog's name is Kara.
Yes.
Not Kara.
Not your ex-girlfriend.
Not my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, we should.
Because I know a lot of people were saying that online.
Oh, yeah. People are like, wow, that's so cool. You named your dog after Bobby's ex-girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, yes, she's amazing. And yeah, I would name my dog after her. Like, she's that cool, but no.
Well, have fun. That's cool. Hope it goes great. I hope they love it. Do you have a rule on candy, how much they can eat tonight?
No, I feel like Halloween's like supposed to be awesome and fun like that. My mom never put restrictions. So my favorite time was going back to the house afterwards, sitting down on the floor and sorting out all of my candy.
Would you eat all of it?
No, but I would sort it. And then you can do, I would trade with my sister. Like, we'd have deals. Like, you know? And so I kind of want them to sit down and trade and, like, have fun with it. And then they've got their candy boxes with their names on it. And so the candy will go into that. And then after the free-for-all tonight, we'll resume back to normal.
So they're going to go trick-or-treating. They're going to get all the candy. They're going to eat it. There are going to be no rules tonight. It's like the Purge, you know, but candy.
Yeah. Like, they're going to love me tonight.
And what are you wearing? You're wearing Wonder Woman, but with a full bodysuit underneath it?
Yeah, like Wonder Woman. I got leggings. I got a tutu. I got a shirt. I got a jacket.
That's not Wonder Woman.
No, it is Wonder Woman. It's perfect. The leggings are fine, but I feel like a little too much if I don't put the tutu over it.
Wonder Meemaw, not Wonder Woman.
No, it's still cute. It's my daughter approved.
And your husband is?
I'm wearing her tutu. He is. Oh, he's a gorilla. He was going to be Batman.
Oh, the old superhero, Gorilla Man.
Yeah. He actually found, well, at Target, they had this hysterical huge gorilla mask, and the kids fell in love with it. So he put it on and was walking around the store, and they just thought it was so funny. And so he's like, forget it. I'm getting this. This is way easier. I wear normal clothes, throw on a gorilla thing. It's like, this is
great. Oh, he's not wearing a gorilla suit, just a gorilla head.
It just like, it's this massive head that you pop on. It actually looks kind of funny because he's like in his human clothes and this massive head. And since the kids loved it, we went with that. And then my daughter, I've told you, she pulled an audible, like last minute, decided to ditch being Supergirl. And now she's Rapunzel.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, I thought we were a superhero family. Like, what is wrong with you guys?
And now you're a gorilla, a Disney movie, the oldest Wonder Woman ever. Like, Wonder Woman's been retired.
Yeah, Amelia Earhart and Captain America.
It sounds like our radio show.
Yes.
It's a ragtag group of folks.
I thought we were going to have this cute, like, superhero family photo, but now it's like, it's a hot mess. And nobody, we're like returning costumes, exchanging. Today I'm running around town to look for a blonde wig that's got a super long thing because Rapunzel.
It's funny. Oh, well, have fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dierks Bentley is playing a big show with, what is this on? What event's this charity night?
Andy Roddick. Foundation.
Yeah, his foundation.
It's on Thursday night.
If people are listening in Austin, you want to come to that. I hope you can get some tickets to come out. I'm going to go. and it'll be fine. I was texting Dirks just now about what so I'm going to go sing a song with them, which I'm sure the crowd's going to love. When yeah. I go up and ruin, why don't you go up and ruin a Dirk song?
No, people will love it. It'll be good. So do you yeah, know if you're one?
No, I haven't asked. What should I ask him? Because he.
I think y'all should sing Come a Little Closer to each other.
Listen, I would do that, but I don't want to run one of Dirk's best songs.
But he doesn't even really play that in concert anymore.
He said Cumberland Road, Meet in the Middle.
That's cute, Meet in the Middle.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
That Meet in the Middle is so high, though. Like, Diamond Rio sings so high. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. It's sing it high and go.
We'd meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine.
Yeah, it's that stuff right there. Oh, Georgia pine! That's tough.
Yeah. I can't sing, so.
Yeah, well, welcome to the group. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Lunchbox, do you feel like you are a successful person?
Absolutely. I mean, look at me. I got a job that I've had for more than 5 years, and I got a house, I got a kid, and I got a wife. I mean, what else says success but that?
I agree. I think you're a very successful person.
Yeah.
I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh.
So Lunchbox says he found an article about the five things that people do that are successful, and they do it in the first hour of their day, right?
That's right. First thing they do when they wake up, they get these things done, and that means you are going to be a successful person.
All right, go ahead. Number one?
Number one, you eat a healthy breakfast.
Yeah, I do that. I'm in. Who else is in?
Yeah. What do you consider a healthy breakfast? Is like a granola bar a healthy breakfast?
No.
What do you eat?
A granola bar would simply be a placeholder until you get to the healthy breakfast.
So you do, Bobby, you do like little egg white.
Yeah, I do. I try to do some eggs and a bit of protein and some sort of breakfast vegetable. I try, yes. So yes. But if I do a granola bar or a bar, I try to do that until I get to that.
What's a breakfast vegetable?
Tomato.
Oh!
I mean, yeah, tomatoes and like spinach or something, that goes with eggs.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I mean by that.
I know, I was just curious what you thought.
I'm not eating corn on the cob at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I pictured.
Yeah.
Okay, what else, Lunchbox?
Get in some pre-work exercise. So before you head out the door to work, you got to get some exercise in.
I've tried that, but since we wake up at 3 o'clock Central Time, there's just no way. I do get my workouts in. Although, I got to tell you, Amy, since I've been doing Dancing with the Stars, I have not been to a gym once in 3 months. The longest in my life that I haven't worked out. And you know how people come on the show and they go, oh, I was in the best shape of my life because of that show.
Yeah.
I'm in the worst shape of the last 20 years.
Endurance-wise, you're fine. Like, you're getting plenty of cardio and...
No muscle, lost all the tone. Last night, they were doing this thing. We were doing a photo shoot. And they were like, okay, everybody get in. And they still had some of those skeletons over from Halloween night. And they were like, oh, get the skeleton out of here. No, it was me. And I was like, no, it's me, Bobby, not the skeleton.
Oh, come on.
What?
They did not think you were the skeleton. Stop with that.
Oh, okay. All right. What else, Lunchbox?
Clean your inbox.
I have my inbox is done all the time. There's never a red dot on my phone.
Why did that sound like gross to me?
Because when he says certain things, it just feels gross.
I didn't know where he was going with that. But it's like, clean out your inbox, like your email. But the way he said it, it was like... Clean your...
Here are the five things most successful do the first hour of their day. I think Amy and I are very different in this because I have no red dots on my phone, no calls, no voicemails.
Yeah, I have tons.
Amy, how many unread emails do you have on your phone right now?
Let me open it. Hold, please.
Because I have zero.
Oh,
go ahead.
Email 2,341.
You're out of your mind. I would not sleep. That's worse than like watching It or okay. Freddy Krueger.
Okay, what else you want?
Nothing. I mean, how many, what's your next red dot?
My next would be text messages.
How many do you have?
99.
How do you not read text? That's not even junk mail.
I don't know who those texts are from. Oh, I just got another text I haven't read it yet, so now I have 100.
You're crazy.
Look, Morgan number two, back me up. What does that say? 100.
Oh, I believe you. No one thinks you're lying.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
All right, what else, Lunchbox?
Determine your goals for the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to be better at goal setting. Yeah.
No. Not setting your goals for the day. I usually set mine the day before or the week before. You just have to kind of, don't do your face like that to me. If you're waking up that morning and setting your goal, you're setting it a bit late.
Mm. Okay.
But, okay, fair enough. Don't do your face like that to me.
Well, some people have to start somewhere. I mean, doing it in the morning is better than not doing it at all.
That's what I just said. I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Go ahead.
And last but not least, set yourself a priority list. So which one do you want to get done first, second, third, like an order of things you need to get done. There you go.
I have a list right here of things I need to do today.
Let me read it. Don't tell anyone what this says. Amy, I want to read the list you're holding in front of me. Amy's priority list says, one, blonde wig. Two, guacamole. Three, necklace.
Yeah, I know what those mean.
The end.
I just started it. It's more. I will add to it as the day goes on.
Yeah,
that's what.
Which one's first priority though?
Blonde wig.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Very, very important.
Yeah, got to get that. Lunchbox, thank you for that.
Hey, you're welcome.
There you go.
Go out and be successful today. Now,
you just set everybody up for a great successful
day. That's right.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, how old is your baby?
3 months old.
Okay, so you have to go to the hospital?
Yeah, today we have to go to the hospital because he's going to have surgery today. And so it turns out he has a major hernia on his right side, so they have to go in and correct that.
Did it hurt him?
No, he's not in any pain, and we didn't have any idea. We just went to our regular appointment, and they were just like, ooh, yeah, there seems to be a hernia right here. We need to go ahead and fix that because that's a severe hernia is what they called it.
You nervous about that?
Yeah, because I keep telling myself it's just a minor thing, but they have to put him under. And so that's really scary to think that he has to be put under and that the surgery is going to take 2.5 hours. And it's just, yeah, so kind of a tough day.
Hmm.
Wow.
So how early do you have to get there? What do you have to do before?
He has to stop eating at a certain time, and then we go in and we get checked in, and then like an hour later is the surgery, and then we'll spend the night in the hospital. And just because he's going under and he's on anesthesia, they want to make sure he reacts okay to it when he comes back out of it, and they want to observe him for the night.
Wow, Lunchbox. Sorry.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
Is he crying a lot now?
No. No, he only cries if you forget to feed him, if he's hungry and he lets
like
you know.
Dad.
If you forget.
Like, hey, quit watching TV and let's get me a bottle because I am hungry. He'll let you know. But that's
Amy
it.
Amy makes a good point. Why are you forgetting feeding your baby?
Well, no, I don't forget. I don't forget per se. I just don't know if he's hungry yet, and I don't want to overfeed him. Usually he eats every 3-4 hours, and sometimes it's 3 hours. Sometimes he's not hungry for 4 hours, so he's got to let me know. He's got to give me the signal, and the signal is, wah, wah.
Where is the baby sleeping?
Oh, no. The baby's still sleeping in the bassinet right next to the bed because my wife is awesome, and she won't move him.
So when does that change? Because I'm assuming the baby cannot stay there forever.
Oh, listen, I would have changed that 2 months ago, but my wife still is not comfortable with putting him in his room, in his crib, so I have no idea. I don't know if she's going to let him sleep there for the next year. I've quit arguing with her because I've argued enough. I got the sound machine, I got a fan, and I don't hear him, so it doesn't bother me anymore.
Would you be cool with him in another room just chilling?
Just chilling. Absolutely, because he's not going to go anywhere. He's 3 months old. He can't move. He lays on his back. He just chills.
And if you wanted to go to dinner and couldn't get a babysitter, since he just chills, and the dinner was going to be no more than an hour, would you and your wife leave the baby?
Absolutely.
She would not.
Because, listen.
You would.
Like, he eats every 3 hours, so you feed him. You change his diaper. He's good. You put him there, and he hangs out.
Do you have one of those cameras that watches the baby?
Yes. If you want to put him upstairs or in his room, you have the baby monitor. So it has a camera and it shows you if he's sleeping, and you can hear him crying, and you can even talk to him through it and be like, hey, baby box.
Why would you talk to your baby like that and scare the crap out of him?
It's kind of fun to see if he reacts. Like, can you hear me? Or if my wife is in the room and she doesn't know, and I'll get on there and be like, hey, and see her get scared. That's kind of fun too.
What you should do is talk to her as the baby. Like when she's in there, be like,
it's the baby. I think you should give daddy a massage.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's been really good at changing my diaper. You should rub his feet.
That's funny.
That's what you do right there.
All right. Hey,
all seriousness, good luck, dude. I know that's got to be nerve-wracking and,
Yeah.
Just heavy, huh?
It's heavy. It's back to square one. I feel like spending another night in the hospital just is just not what, I mean, thought we were done with that. But, I mean, I'm trying to stay positive and be like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, and not get nervous. But as we talk about it, my hands are sweating. And
are your knees weak?
No, and there's not vomit on my sweat already.
Oh, okay, okay.
You guys didn't know.
Yeah, okay. We knew.
Yes,
we know
my boy, M.
Eminem.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have a couple things. You tell me what you want to talk about, okay? Your options are, hey, Raymundo, give me some game music, because I'm going to give the show options what we're going to talk about coming up in a few minutes. We can do my dating stock update, where recently I told you that the stock was going down. It's going down further, maybe, or it's going up. We can do that. We can talk about People Magazine. They've narrowed down their sexiest man alive list, and Jason Aldean has made the list, but I can talk about that a little bit. Or Kid Rock cancels a concert because he wasn't treated like a VIP.
Oh, I know, right?
All quality things to talk about. But if you had to say one, Amy, which one would you want coming up?
I mean, I'm torn between the stock update and Kid Rock. Okay, I go the stock update because I
Lunchbox?
Feel like we can...
Listen, the stock market is something that happens every day. We need to know about the stock. If it's up or down, buy now or sell, we need to know. We need to know about the stock.
Eddie?
Dating stock update.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, you guys care about that?
Mm-hmm.
But you could sneak in the Kid Rock story somewhere.
Okay, okay, okay.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you could say maybe you were going to take this stock market person to the Kid Rock show.
But I wasn't. Oh. No, I'm not lying about that.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I bring you this story because I think it's cool when people in government or people making decisions actually listen to kids.
Yeah.
That's why I like this story. This girl's 7 years old. And she writes a letter to the mayor and says, hey, can we change the name of our town from Huntington to Hauntington? Get it? It's Halloween tonight?
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I mean, listen, it's just a letter, right?
It's
but
cute.
She does take it and she writes it. And it's a handwritten letter and says, this is why I would like to change it. And they love the idea. And so they unanimously approve the one-day switch. And they like it so much that Huntington is now Hauntington every year on Halloween.
I mean, I think it's cool because, like you said, it just shows that the government will listen to kids. But then, yeah, it kind of can spread that message to kids that, like, you can make a difference. Like, you can have an impact. Like, go ahead, write a letter, see what happens.
By the way, what I took from this story the most is that a kid wrote a letter.
Oh, yeah.
With a pen or a pencil. That's crazy. Listen, that's good. Love that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go over to Amy for the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What treat do eye doctors give out on Halloween?
What treat do eye doctors give out on Halloween?
Candy corneas.
Come on, I like that one.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Straight claps. Come on, there it is. That's the Morning Corny right there.
That was the Morning Corny.
Nailed
Here's
it.
Two. What? What's up?
I just pat myself on the back. I said, nailed it. It's been a minute.
Here are the top fives in country music, top five songs in country music this week. At number five, as sang by Amy, Kane Brown, Lose It. You don't know that one?
Give me a hint.
No. If you don't know it, just say, I don't know it.
I honestly don't know it. Wow.
All right.
Number
What's going to play it for me?
I don't think you know what you're doing to me. God. My heart keeps giving a beat.
Might be the first time I've heard that.
Really?
It's good, though. Yeah.
Number four, you'll know the rest of them. Number four, Maren Morris, Rich.
Head to toe Prada, Benz in the driveway, to Vegas at the Mandarin. Oh boy, I'd be rich.
There you go.
Head to toe Prada.
There you go. Hit that song.
Boy, I'd be rich. Head to toe Prada, Benz in the driveway.
I remember when I first heard that song, she said Vegas at the Mandarin, which is a where you can go gamble because mm-hmm. you're rich, right? I thought she was like, because she was rich, she was suddenly speaking Mandarin, and I asked her about it. And she was like, oh no, it's Vegas at the Mandarin. And I was like, okay. Because I was like, yeah. Wait, what does speaking Mandarin have to do with having a lot of money?
But you wouldn't know because you're not rich.
Exactly.
If you knew. Yeah. Number three, Amy, seeing Jimmy Allen, Best Shot.
I know it. I'm struggling though. This is a jam too.
Yeah, go ahead. Jimmy, at number three on the chart this week, Jimmy Allen, Best Shot, as sang by Amy. Go ahead.
Give me your best shot. I need help with the beat.
She's like, hit me with your best shot.
Come on and hit me with your best shot.
Are you struggling today with
Fire
these songs?
Away. Yeah.
How about like, because when you smile,
I see the sun, well, heard on the Colorado. And when you smile, I see the sunrise as I sip my morning coffee. Yes.
All right, here's Jimmy Allen, Best Shot.
Good girl,
when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California.
Colorado, California.
All right, number two, Chris Young, Hanging On.
Because I'm hanging on, hanging on.
There you go, there you go.
Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to everywhere.
And
you
your number one song this week is Luke Combs, She's Got the Best of Me.
She's
as sang
got the
by
best
Amy.
Of
well,
me.
Well, hold on.
Wow.
Hold on a minute, Luke. All right. Okay. Luke Combs, She's Got the Best of Me, sang by Amy. Go ahead.
She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Here's what's left of me. Just me and my old guitar.
Okay, here you go.
She got the best of me.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Okay, you guys have asked for it. Amy, what do you want to know?
Well, I mean, should we still be investing in this stock or not? That's what we need to know. Has there been any flirting or anything that has moved it to the left or to the right?
So let me kind of explain what she's talking about here. A few weeks ago, right, I said, hey, I've been going on dates with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I give the stock market update sometimes. So hit me with the stock market music, please. So what happened was, a couple days ago, I was like, ooh, I think the stock took a dip, which isn't good. It means it was going in a bad direction, right?
Right.
And I can't say that the stock is back to even.
Oh.
But I would say it took a slight turn upward.
Oh.
Okay.
Just slight. So not as good as it was, but I think it's at least looking upward. So, yeah, that's your stock market update. Any questions?
Well, I mean, what made it happen? Like, flirting? Like, that's why I asked if there's been any flirting or, like, did a date happen or a kiss?
There's been a kiss.
Yeah, you've kissed, right?
Well, yeah okay. But
has there, since the dip in the kiss, stock market.
A kiss can make stock go up.
Yeah, where there's a reason it upticked was because there was a kiss and there was like,
well, the kiss didn't make it go up or down.
Okay.
So what's your question?
Has there been any flirting?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Has there been any pictures exchanged?
Of what?
What is that?
I'm asking a question. You know what I'm asking. You know the answer.
Like, did you
the
send
answer
her?
The answer is no. There have been no nakies. I don't do that.
Hmm.
Or it could have been like what you ate.
No, that's not what he meant by that.
No.
And Eddie's the only one on the show who doesn't know who.
Correct.
I've been dating a little bit. Eddie, any new guesses? You have a new top three?
No, I don't have new guesses. Sharna is still number one on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking at the celebrity list. Anyone else in Los Angeles who I can kind of throw into the mix, but I can't find anyone right now.
So Sharna is my dance partner on Dancing with the Stars. Eddie thinks I'm dating her. And by the way, so does 97% of everybody else.
For sure.
And then who's number two on your list?
And then number two is Lindsay Sterling. She was still
at number two?
Yes, still number two.
Okay, and then?
Number three is some producer for Dancing with the Stars that's been on your Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah, social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's still your list.
That's my list.
Okay. I will say
am
this.
Am I close?
I'm not answering the question.
Hmm.
The stock, it's taken a slight upturn, but it's not back to even yet.
Like, have you guys hung out one-on-one since, like, or have you just talked over the phone?
We FaceTime a little bit.
Okay, so you haven't seen each other in person.
No, I didn't say that. I just thought we FaceTime a little bit.
Have you got ice cream lately?
Yes, we've seen each other in person. Yes, ice yes, cream? Yes, yes.
I think you all are missing an important question.
What?
Go ahead.
Have you all fought? Has there been a fight?
Ooh, good one.
It just depends on... I wouldn't say a fight, no.
Okay, well, what is the depends on? Like a... Like a misunderstanding?
Ooh.
Okay, well, anyway, that's where this stock is right now.
He's deflected.
Everyone's want... And eventually, here's why I don't just say who it is. Is because I... It's not that time yet.
Okay.
Okay, and can you tell me in private then? Can we just move on?
Yeah, do you really want to
yes,
know?
Yes, yes. Yes, Bobby, I really want to know.
Sorry, you had your chance.
Okay, let's vote. Should I tell Eddie?
No.
I mean, I think it's time. If you want to tell him, I'm fine with it.
Amy, what? I'm always left out of secrets, and I don't get to find out until it's announced, so you tell him no.
Okay, no.
Amy says yes.
Lunchbox is right, no.
Oh, already put send on Eddie's text message.
You did?
Oh,
you did?
No.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. What did he say?
He sure did. Oh, my God. I got a text.
Bobby, did you tell him for real or is it a joke?
It's for real. Don't say anything,
Eddie. I can't. That's it.
You're now done with the top three list, though.
Hold on. Lunchbox, is that accurate?
No comment.
Oh, boy. You could still be lying to me, Bones.
I'm not, Eddie. I promise.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Done for this?
That's all. That's all you get from me.
Eddie's now out of the segment. He walks out of the room.
My job here is done.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm happy for you, man. I don't know what to say. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. The Bobby Bones Show. Now time for our segment of Kid Riddles, but for the adults on the show. It's a segment we call Riddle Me This. I'll give you a riddle. You have about 15 seconds to figure it out. Riddle number one. I'm as hard as a rock, but I melt immediately in hot water. What am I? I'm as hard as a rock, but I melt immediately in hot water. What am I? Riddle me this.
I'm in.
Amy is in.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunchbox is in, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, let's go to Amy first.
Ice.
Lunchbox.
Ice cube.
Eddie.
I wrote down ice cube.
All three are correct. Boom. Yay. Woo! Riddle number two. Riddle me this. I use my ear to speak and my mouth to hear. What am I? I use my ear to speak. And I use my mouth to hear.
Mouth to ear. Say it one more time, please.
I use my ear to speak and my mouth to hear. What am I?
What?
This is hard.
Riddle me this.
Ear to hear.
No.
Ear to speak.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. And your mouth to hear? Or your mouth to eat?
Oh, this is a tough one, Bones.
All right, write your answer down.
I'm in.
Everybody in?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Eddie, our producer, go ahead.
I have a telephone.
Lunchbox?
I have a phone.
Oh, my gosh, y'all are so smart. I have an ear of corn.
I mean, I have no idea why.
I'm so dumb.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right either.
The answer is a phone.
Whoa! Wow! How do we do that?
But is that what it's called on a phone?
Yes. I use my ear to speak. So the ear talks. It talks into your ear, where you also hear.
The phone is talking through the ear.
Into my ear.
Oh,
yes.
Got it.
I knew that the whole time. That's why I wrote phone. Woo! Okay. I had no idea.
Next one.
That was tough, Amy.
Yeah. Ugh.
I can carry lots of food, but I cannot eat anything. Riddle me this.
Got it.
I carry it.
I love this one. I'm in.
It's for the win, Eddie, if you clear it and you separate yourself.
Good luck, guys.
I can carry lots of food, but I cannot eat anything.
I'm in.
Lunchbox, you in?
I'm in for the win.
Okay, let's go over to Amy.
Stomach.
An ear of corn?
Technically, the stomach isn't the part that eats.
Lunchbox?
Well, at first I thought waiter, but a waiter can eat food.
Correct.
So I switched, and I have menu! Menu!
That's
no.
good.
Menu!
That's not it.
What
Eddie
is it?
Eddie for the win.
Okay. I thought hard about this one, and this is what I came up with. It carries food, guys. It's a shopping cart.
I mean, I did think of
and
that.
And it doesn't eat.
But I didn't
but
choose
But a menu
it.
Doesn't eat either.
But come on, Bones. Come on, Bones.
A menu doesn't carry food. It has food listed on it, but it doesn't carry food.
Guys, grocery shopping cart carries food.
It does. You're right. I just thought that's
But so does a delivery
silly.
Truck.
It could carry anything. Like, if I'm at Target, I have
the
a shopping
answer
cart.
Is...
Come on, Bones.
A shopping cart!
Yeah!
There's your winner!
Wow!
Eddie, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Bones. Hey, can I say it?
Go ahead.
Riddle me this.
Nice job. I'll clap for you there, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Clap for me. Lunchbox.
Good job. That's
nothing.
Good.
Lunchbox, you want to clap or what?
No.
No?
You win some, you lose some.
Look, I'm not sure.
Lunchbox, no, a menu doesn't carry food.
He'll argue that till the day he dies.
It doesn't carry food.
I don't like the whole grocery cart one either, but menu doesn't work. And neither does stomach.
We're going to play a movie. What about an ear of corn? Does the corn talk to you?
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
Kid Rock canceled a show at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City on October 20th. I'm just going to read to you what the story says. Officially, it was due to an illness, but rumor has it he walked out because he wasn't treated like a VIP. He performed there the night before, and afterward, he and his buddies went to check out the private room at a restaurant in the hotel, and they were told it had already been booked by another group. Then at 4 a.m. the next morning, Kid Rock tried to order room service, waited 2 hours, and never came, so he called a helicopter, bailed, and canceled the next night's gig.
Wow. He went out like that.
He went out hard. If you ever go out with a helicopter, that's hard. Yeah. Amy, thoughts?
I mean, it just doesn't sound like him. But I don't know him. I've hung out with him once. And he just seemed so cool and awesome and nice and, like, chill.
I think people would be surprised to hear you say that about the person they see as Kid Rock.
I agree. I mean, even, like, because I saw him the night I hung out with him, I saw him on stage, and he was like, my name is Kid, and it was like, Bob with the Bob, and, like, going crazy and yelling and doing all this, like, you know, all the things. And then at the after party, it was like, hi, thanks for coming. So glad y'all could be here tonight. It's so wonderful.
Yeah,
what's
I had great
name?
Experiences with Kid Rock.
Like, so nice.
I felt him to be really warm.
Mm-hmm. Warm is a good word.
Yeah, super warm, and to be like, hey, you know some of that stuff you see? Like, don't believe some of it. Some of it's just for stage. Like, a little disarming in that way, because you go and you're like, oh, boy. And it was right in the middle of his political stuff, and some people were hating him and loving him. And he was like, man, don't worry about that. Like, we're just hanging out. And I'll tell you this. I've had friends that have been to, because Kid Rock's worth a lot of money. Lunchbox, see what he's worth. I'm going to guess $70 million, right? And they go with Kid Rock to dinner, and he just passes out hundreds and tips everybody all the time, a big stack of hundreds.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, he carries it. Listen, and I don't know him well enough to just say he's a good dude, because I don't know. But I can tell you from my, like, 4 or 5 experiences, they've been super pleasant, and he's been really kind. And he's like, hey, just call me Bob. And I'm like, okay, Kid Rock.
Yeah, it's weird how he turns into, I obviously was exaggerating from the, like, extreme concert, blah, 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 to the, hi, how's everybody doing?
Thank you for coming. Well, he's
hardcore. But he is hardcore, but then he's just, like you said, so warm. And now I just remembered the one thing, and you know about this part too, Bobby. I don't know if we ever talked about it on air, but he was asking about my kids. It was before we had adopted them and officially got them here, but we'd been in the process for years. And he was like, listen, he legit, like, was asking questions. And then when he walked away, he was like, hey, if you can think of there's anything I can do to help get your kids here, let me know. I was like, okay, Kid Rock.
Okay, Kid Rock. Lunchbox, how much is Kid Rock worth?
$80 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Jeez.
Here's what I would say, though. I'm not doubting the story. Listen, I don't know. But I'm going to say this. If they put me in a radio studio, it's not the same, but it kind of is. Like, that's his work. And if they had agreed to something as part of the job, like, you come, you play here, we'll do X, Y, and Z for you, and they didn't meet what they said, I would understand being upset. If I go to a side radio studio and the microphone's broken and I can't really do my job, or the studio smells like a skunk, I'll be like, guys, I can't work here. Like, I have a show to do. I don't know. I just... And then I call my helicopter and I get out of there. And by helicopter, I mean my Uber. Prius. Yeah. That drives to pick me up. Do we believe the story? Yes or no? Amy?
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with yes. Oh, but also, man. I'm saying under pretense that Kid Rock's always been awesome to me and kind. Very kind to me. But this is work. And Kid Rock's still Kid Rock. Lunchbox.
Yes, when you're a baller like that, you expect to get treated right. And if you don't, get out of there.
There you go. Although, that's just tabloid gossip. We have no idea.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I just want to shout out to a Red Sox player. Bobby, do y'all know Mookie Betts?
I do know Mookie Betts, yeah. And congratulations to the Red Sox, by the way. They did win the World Series, and it's a big deal for them because forever, let me shout out to all our Boston listeners because they know this if they're longtime fans.
Mm-hmm.
Forever, there were two teams in baseball that struggled. My favorite team, the Chicago Cubs, and the Boston Red Sox. Both had curses, right? And now they're both winning. And the Red Sox, possibly the most dominant team in the past 10 years in baseball. Lunchbox, your thoughts on that statement?
Oh, for sure. Okay. For sure. And so, Mookie Betts from Nashville, just so you know, shout out.
Well,
so,
tell me the story.
Well, I want to do a double shout out. First of all, I love his name, Mookie. But after game two, which honestly, I have no idea even when game two was, but legit, he didn't like go out and party, celebrate, do whatever. He went and fed the homeless.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I don't know if they even won or lost game two, by the way, if you'd be partying or celebrating. But he did not try to do this for attention. There was supposed to be no cameras or nothing. He even was trying to make an anonymous donation. But someone nearby recognized him, sent it into the news, and sent a note of thanks and put it out on social media. So now it's out there that, you know, no big deal. Just got done playing game two of the World Series, and then I went to go feed the homeless.
I believe game two would have been in Boston, if I'm doing my math right about where the games were. Right, okay. Lunchbox?
Yeah, so yeah. It was in Boston. And he had a bunch of food back at his apartment for his family, and David Ortiz ordered the food for him and sent so much. It was like, there's so much left over. And so he went out and gave it to the homeless just out of the kind of his heart. Instead of just throwing it away, he just packed up the car and drove down and gave it to the homeless people, and yeah. Someone recognized him.
Apparently outside of the Boston Public Library is where it all went down. So yeah.
Love it. That's what it's all about, mm-hmm. Right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
You know, I can't get all this eyeliner off, Amy.
I know.
I know you commented about it during commercial.
Yeah. You know what works really well is Johnson & Johnson head-to-toe baby wash. And because you can really scrub it into your eyes, but it's tear-free. Like, it... You know, safe for babies, so it won't make your eyes get all watery and make you cry like other soaps. So try some of that. It's yellow.
Well, for those wondering why I am wearing eyeliner, two nights ago on Dancing with the Stars, I went as Mr. Sandman, and I had black all over my eyes and beard and a big black. What'd you think of my outfit, by the way?
Oh, I thought it was pretty awesome. I mean, I was a little freaked out. And then did they darken your beard, too?
A little bit, yeah.
I was scared. Like, I was a little scared, but... everybody looked the part. Like, you looked good.
So, we didn't really talk about it a lot yesterday because I was a little upset still. More upset than I should be. But here's why I get upset whenever I get low scores and I felt like they should have been higher. Because all of our people are voting and watching, and then I feel like I'm letting them down. And so I do get upset. And I think I'm working more hours in the dance floor than anybody else. And I just don't want to let our listeners down who are watching and voting for me, because I know that's such a big thing to actually pick up a phone and call a TV show. So Dancing with the Stars happens. I do my dance. It's to Mr. Sandman, a slow version of it. I did what I felt was every step right. I thought it was good for me, and I thought it was better than the scores that I got. Now, what we didn't do yesterday was ask you guys your thoughts. Amy?
I thought you did really good. I was a little scared at the end. So was my son.
But when I broke her neck?
When you snapped Sharda's neck. Yeah. But, I mean, it was obviously acting. It was supposed to be dramatic and dark.
It's Halloween.
I know, and Halloween. So I thought it was good. I loved when Carrie Ann Arbor was like, okay, she genuinely meant, like, wow, that's the best dance I've seen you do. Now,
she gave me the same score, though, as she's given me before.
Yeah, that part was confusing. that made me think, okay, like something's up here, like we've thought. I don't know what it is. But again, I'm not someone that knows exactly what you're supposed to be doing dance-wise. I know that there was question of whether or not it was the actual dance that you were doing.
It was the dance.
That's why
Sharna, my partner, got so mad.
I mean, and I could see that because she's the choreographer. But like, as a viewer, I don't know that. What was it called again? What kind of dance?
It was called the
Argentine Tango.
Thank you, Eddie.
You're okay.
So anyway, what did you think about the score?
I thought the scores did not represent how well you did. I thought they should have been higher. I for sure thought Carrion and Aubrey was going to give you an 8 or a 9.
She did give me an 8, so there you go. Lunchbox.
Oh, man, let me see. It was an interesting dance. It was kind of creepy, and a couple times I thought you were going to bite her neck because you come up from behind, and I was like, ooh, Halloween, you know, you're here to suck her blood. Ah.
I'm not a vampire. I was someone attacking her from behind.
Right, and you came up behind in the mirror, and I thought, ooh, right away he's going to slice her throat at the very beginning of the dance. But anyway, besides that, the dance was solid, solid dance, and then the judges... And all of them said, Bobby, this is your best dance ever. Same score as last week. How in the world, if it's your best dance to date, can it get the same score as a week before? If it's better than the last time he did it, it has to be higher than the last week's score. Do they not understand common sense on that show, on that judging table? I was so mad because I could not understand their reasoning by saying, best dance yet. 7. Man.
Well, it was disappointing to me, too. Eddie, quickly.
I'm not even going to mention the judges because they made me so mad. I was like you, just very, very frustrated with that. But as far as the dance goes, Bones, I don't know what an Argentine tango is, but that was the best dance you've ever done. It was smooth, and I even texted you before the show. I'm like, dude, be creepy. You are so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Do you feel like I'm getting better, Amy, watching me?
Yeah, you're improving for sure. But, I mean, which I'm thankful I can answer that honestly with a yes, because I know how hard you're working. Like, it would be awful if I knew in my heart the hours you were putting in, and I would have to tell you, ooh, it doesn't look like you're improving, but I'm just thankful I can really tell you and hope you know that I'm saying it. Like, yeah. I'm not just, like, blowing smoke.
I was
smoke.
Upset yesterday. I didn't talk about it a lot.
Oh, yeah, you were definitely upset. We were all like, yeah, man. Are we going to talk about it? I guess not. Okay.
To next week's Country Week on Monday. And so I've basically kind of been a consultant because they're like, who do we bring in? And I said, Lanco. So they're coming in. I'm bringing in Chris Jansen to play for me. And
awesome.
Yeah. And so he's not going to play one of his songs because we have to do what's called a Viennese waltz. And so he doesn't have a Viennese waltz song in his library. So Chris Jansen's going to play Can't Help Falling in Love from Elvis.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's the song. He's going to do like a country version of it. Falling in love with it won't be like at a bar and I'll be dancing with my girl and he's playing it in the background kind of thing. So that's that. We're doing a group dance where we got split into two teams and I was a captain and Joe was a captain because we're the worst two, which annoys me. It's just annoying that they're not giving me scores. But we drafted teams and he got first pick. So I have on my team Milo and Ivana, Harry Potter girl.
Ooh.
And John from Dukes of Hazzard. I don't think overall we have the best dancing team, but we have a team that gets along really well, and that was important to me. So, and then we're dancing to Dolly Parton 9 to 5 as a group dance. So that'd be cool. Here's the problem that I had, though, and I got so mad, because they were like, yeehaw, and they're all putting on cowboy hats and like doing farm dances and... And I was like, guys, you're insulting my people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of us are like that, but you're not, that's not... The normal person that listens to my show is not milking a cow every day. Some of them are. Some of my family does. But that's not what country music's about, authenticity. Country music's about honesty and... And I got so mad. And so I had to decide to either get with the program and just play into the stereotype or... basically leave the show. And I'm a guy with integrity, so you know what I did? I'm just playing in the stereotype.
You're gonna wear chaps?
I had this stupid vest on my Insta story. They gave me like this. Did you see my Insta story by any chance, Eddie?
No, I did not see it, but I picture you like Woody from Toy Story.
Yes. And I said on my Insta story, I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. Like, I know this is not what people that wear, but I gotta play this role. So we're doing 9 to 5, and I got so mad about it, and I expressed my concerns to everyone. I said, these are the people that pay my mortgage. And I'm going to go on And the good thing is 9 to 5 is an old song, so it can be like, you know, 70s, 80s country, which really was over the top a bit. But yeah, a little bit of me hurts to do it. But I know it's just for fun. But these people don't know anything about country music, so they only see what TV shows them, you know?
It's true.
So, yeah, I'll be milking a freaking cow.
That's funny, man.
And again, I have family that milk cows, but I don't milk cows, and that's not the normal, that's not the person who's listening right now for the most part. Like, you know, if they wanted to do somebody listen to country music, they get someone who goes and puts in 9 hours as a nurse or a teacher. But I did struggle with that. Amy, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's gonna be funny. Like, I think you've done a good job, like, or you will be able to in the, like, the reel leading up to it. Do you think you'll address it? Maybe it's just I saw you on Instagram addressing. You were like, you know, when you were talking about it, you were like, I'm sorry to everybody. I apologize. But I think in the reel, if you could set that up, like, hey, yo, I work in the country world.
I don't get to set it. And John from Duke's Hazard, super old school, cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeehaw, this is how everybody is in the country. And I'm like, no, it's not, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in rural Arkansas. This is not. Like, some parts are. Anyway, I'm sorry to everybody if anyone gets offended. Well, I'm just apologizing right now because I hate that.
It would be probably, like, if it was hip-hop night and they just chose to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems.
It does. It seems. I told Sharna, my partner, I said, what if it was Australia night and all we did was put on jars of Vegemite and dance around, you know? And, like, it's a bunch of kangaroos just on top of each other.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'll do it. Because you know what? I'm a sellout. So there we have it. but it'll be fun. It will be fun. And I'm excited because all my friends are coming in to play on the show this week.
Like, it's going to be a real cow.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Who knows?
That would be awesome.
They're probably going to.
It's so amazing if it was like real milk, a real cow.
And then
all
you
the
drank
things.
It.
And they're like, hey, Bobby, we know how country works. We brought in your cousin to make out with her on TV.
Oh.
Dang. Okay.
Oh. Wow. Would you do it?
I mean, yeah.
Sell
right.
Out.
I'm selling out.
It's the mirror ball, Bobby.
Like, I love the people on this show. It's just that they just see what they're showing on TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And it's not their fault. And, you know, some of these guys on, like, Milo on my team, he's a California kid, and he's a teenager. And he's like, oh, I've seen this on TV, and he puts on this, like, cut-off, bedazzled country shirt and band, and he's like, yeehaw! And I'm like, oh, man, this isn't like the rodeo on drag race show. I'm done. I'm committing to it. We're going to do it. It's going to be Monday night. And hopefully people will keep voting for me. But just know I have everybody's best interest in mind, even though I'm a sellout. Okay, the end.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Halloween tonight. I'll play you a scene from a famous Halloween movie. Just name the movie, okay? Amy, you're up first. Here is scene number one.
Thing is, I can't do anything from over here. If you could get me out over there, then maybe we could talk or something. But, you know, in order to do that, you got to say my name 3 times.
What's your name?
Well, I can't tell you.
What do you think about that, Amy?
I'm in.
What is it?
Beetlejuice.
Correct!
Yeah.
Have you watched that with your kids, Amy?
No, I haven't. No. Should I?
I loved Beetlejuice as a kid.
He's kind of dirty, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't get that as a kid. I just thought it was funny. And I don't like scary movies, and I wasn't scared. And it's like, daylight come and me one go home. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, ready?
Ready.
Your clip from a Halloween movie, action.
I put a spell on you. And now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! No! Don't look at him!
What do you think about that one?
Well, I mean, Amy watched it recently, so I'm going to guess Hocus Pocus.
Correct!
Woo! There he is.
Amy, name this Halloween movie, number 3.
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Pennywise? Yes, meet Georgie. Georgie, meet Pennywise.
What?
I mean, the name is in the clip.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to go with Pennywise.
Pennywise, she says.
That's all I got from that.
Incorrect.
What is it? Georgie?
No, it's It, the clown that kills people. They made a new one recently.
I have never seen It ever.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Ugh.
But it was such a big movie recently.
Yeah, I know.
Lunchbox, ready. Name this Halloween movie.
They're here.
Oh. That was it?
Probably the most famous scene in the entire movie.
Hit it again.
They're here.
Yeah. Child's Play.
No, Poltergeist.
Oh.
Do you recognize it now?
Yep.
Are you lying?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. Missed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Incorrect.
Why are you clapping for me if I missed it?
Because you told the truth, Lunchbox, and anything matters. Let's do last round. Amy, name this movie.
Andy, no, please. We're friends to the end. Remember?
This is the end, friend.
Chucky.
She says Chucky. Show me Chucky. Incorrect.
Oh.
What is
it? It's actually Child's Play. Chucky was the doll.
Oh, that's it. It's not called Chucky?
No, not that one.
Oh, man. Okay.
Lunchbox for the win.
Oh,
name
yeah.
this Halloween movie. Go
Give
ahead.
Give me one I know.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween.
Oh, guys. It makes me wanna scream!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yeah!
Scream it is!
Yeah! All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there! And they stay there!
He's done here. Come on. That was, for those that didn't get to live the Scream experience, it was such a fantastic... I didn't even think it was a scary movie more than a pop culture movie that had a little bit of scariness in it. I did watch the Screams. I loved them. Didn't you guys?
So yes, good. They were so good.
It was so... Yeah. And the guy from Scooby-Doo was in them?
Yes.
The guy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, what's his name?
Matthew Lillard?
He played Shaggy.
Played Shaggy on Scooby-Doo?
Okay.
Yeah, the Screams were so good for our generation because they were like cool. And the other ones, again, I guess I'm a total hypocrite, but I used to love I Know What You Did Last Summer.
So good.
But I just felt like that was like a movie for our age more than it was like a horror movie, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
How'd you guys... No, I could be wrong. How'd you guys feel about that?
I liked both of them. I thought they both were really good movies, but Scream to me was better than I Know What You Did Last Summer, but I liked both.
Man, I Know What You Did Last Summer was so good. Because really, what'd you do last summer?
You know?
All right, Lunchbox, you're the winner.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got a few things to talk about Halloween-wise. There's a woman who ended up in the emergency room after some fake vampire fangs got stuck to her real teeth, which sounds like something that happened to me. A woman in Alabama, she's having Halloween, and her fake vampire fangs, which you know, have to stick them in. You got to kind of like shove them up there, Aim.
Yeah.
And so her name's Anna. They had to go to the emergency room. She used wire clippers, drills, and a saw to force the fake teeth out in the emergency room. Like, she's there. They had to do all these things to get them out. According to the dentist, the natural shape of teeth and gums can cause fake teeth products to get stuck and then hard to remove. And so she had to go and get them, like, sliced off of her.
Oh, my gosh. That just sounds painful to even hear.
It does, but it sounds like something that would happen to me because it's so... I remember putting those fangs on and being like, uh-oh, like for a split second. Mm-hmm. More than 25,000 people have signed a petition to change the date of Halloween. And I think I'm on with this because more than 25,000 people have signed the petition on change.org to move Halloween from the 31st, which is tonight, to the last Saturday of October, period. Because you know what? Thanksgiving moves. It's always on that Thursday. And so Halloween is today. It's a Wednesday. But what if you just did it all on Friday or Saturday night?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
you got to get the kids, the parties, everything. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm just so used to it being on the 31st. But if we make it a thing, then we'll get used to it being the last Saturday of the month. Sort of like Thanksgiving. It's always the third Thursday of the month.
Labor Day.
Right.
First Monday of September.
Exactly. So the date always is changing, but you just know what it is. And then it is simple because honestly, I'm already stressed out about my kids being out on a school night. And then what time do I get them in bed? And it's going to be a weird night because of all the candy and they're going to be hyper. And
That's right.
But I mean, you know, my mom did it with me as a kid. I survived, so as shall I.
But should we be shooting goals for things we survived through?
I don't know. This
like,
is just
I
my
survived
first
a lot of crap.
Right.
Lunchbox is worried his house is going to get egged tonight.
Why?
Well, because I'm not going to be home, and this is the first Halloween I've ever not been home. And when I was a kid, if someone took the pleasure of me knocking on their door and getting free candy away, they were on the verge of getting egged. They had a target on their house, and so I feel like kids are going to come to my house. I'm not going to be there, and they're going to say, guess this guy's too cool to hand out candy. That's an egging. So I'm
scared.
They're
going to bust you.
Yeah. If kids are like I was when I was a kid, my house will have eggs on it when I get home.
So wait, so because of your baby surgery, you can't take them trick-or-treating?
Right, I can't take them trick-or-treating. I am sad about that. Like, I had it all planned out. I was ready to get him some candy, go door-to-door, and so we'll just be in the hospital, and he won't be getting to go trick-or-treating. He misses his first Halloween.
Well, he's also 3 months old.
You're right.
Why don't you just lie to him?
And just tell him he went trick-or-treating?
Yeah, take like a picture or something with some candy in his hand. Be like, man, you raged on your first Halloween. Okay. He'll never know the difference.
Okay, I guess I could lie to him. That's not a bad idea. Create a fake memory.
Yeah. Amy, and you guys are going tonight, and you're dressed as Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Sort of.
No, I am.
But with a coat over it
no,
and a
it's
tutu.
A leather jacket and a tutu to cover my leggings. They're like bright blue and kind of tight.
Well, you don't want your butt showing? Is that why?
Well, I don't know. They just seemed a little... I had to get... They're from the kids department where the Wonder Woman part at Target, so I feel like they're a little tight.
Mm-hmm. And your husband's a gorilla.
Yeah.
And your daughter is now changing it to Rapunzel.
Yeah, she was Supergirl. We have a Supergirl costume, but now I'm returning it. I know. It's her first Halloween. I think she was overwhelmed. She just didn't know what to do, and I want her to be happy. So, yes, Rapunzel.
And your son is Captain America still?
Yeah, he's been Captain America every night since we got the costume.
And how long ago was that?
Like 2 weeks ago.
There you go. Does he get to keep being Captain America after Halloween?
Heck yeah. Whatever. I mean, I love that he keeps wanting to wear it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Bobby, what about you?
I'm in Austin, so I have no plans.
Oh.
Meaning as soon as the show's over, I'm flying into Austin. I'm doing the Andy Roddick Foundation charity event, which is tomorrow night. And so I'm flying in. I have dance practice. Nothing. I'm just going to be a nerdy guy who talks on the radio.
Okay, well, that was lame.
I know, right? Whoa! The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So tonight, 86% of parents out there in this world that are going trick-or-treating with their kids are going to be stealing their kids' candy.
Yeah, not stealing, but... you brought them into the world and you'll take their candy when they have too much of it.
Well, no, I mean, it's legit like stealing because it's not that they're out trick-or-treating with their kids and they're like, hey, can I have a whatever? It's when their kids go to bed, they hit their stash and they take some candy. That's stealing.
They hit their stash. Sounds like a drug house.
And I don't know. I mean, we don't keep tons of candy in our house, but I'm nervous about if my kids get a good haul and they get some like Reese's peanut butter cups and Butterfinger and stuff that's like my weakness, I'm going to be so tempted.
Then get in their stash and, you know, take their dope or whatever
Eddie,
they say.
Have you ever stolen from your kids' candy stash?
Well, we already have had a bowl waiting for Halloween already sitting there, and I've already hit that stash. So, yes, I hit that stash and the one that we'll get tonight.
You hit the double. So, basically, parents are a bunch of Halloween stealers, Halloween candy stealers. So, dead butt syndrome is a real thing. And Bobby,
what? Excuse me?
Dead butt syndrome.
Dead butt syndrome.
Yes. It's also known as gluteal amnesia.
Okay.
And it's a real condition caused by sitting too long. So Americans, they sit so much at work and butts are falling asleep and it restricts the blood flow, causing hip pain, lower back ache, and problems with your ankles. And let me tell you, y'all, I've been having lower back pain like crazy. And Bobby, I don't know if you've noticed that during the show, I'm standing up a lot more and it's feeling better.
I do notice that. You're like, hold on, let me stand up.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Don't you want to get one of those bikes that you ride while you work?
I do. And that one place said they wanted to send me one, but then I think they wanted something in exchange. So then that gets awkward.
Yeah.
So
that's called like work.
Yeah. What do you mean work?
You do something, they give you something.
That's, well, I know. I would happily, if I'm a true fan, promote it. But then I don't want it to get awkward if I'm like, oh, this thing is awful. And
yeah. And really, we don't take anything.
We don't take anything
on this show. We take nothing for exchange for just talking about it.
Exactly. Like, but I mean, even on Instagram, like, I just wouldn't. I like to talk about things that I'm already genuinely a fan of. Anyway, I just don't want it to get awkward in case it's like not cool. But let me move on to my third thing now that y'all know that that's why I'm standing during the show now. And I would just encourage anybody else who sits a lot at work, stand up, walk around. Maybe that'll help with your hip and back pain. First car you ever owned, Bobby?
Subaru, like a 1989 Subaru, 1991 Subaru. It was a piece of crap. I mean, I worked in mowed yards and worked on a golf course to buy it. It wasn't that cool of a car.
But do you have an emotional connection with it or a fond memory?
Yeah, because I worked as hard as I possibly could for it, and it is always broken. And so when it was running and the air conditioning worked and the tape player worked, I was so excited. I listened to Hootie and the Blowfish tape all the time. I would drive to football practice and I would play that Hootie tape so much. And one of my, here's the, yes, and it goes on. It's funny you bring this up. Because I would play this song called Running From an Angel on side B of Hootie and the Blowfish Cracked Review. Hootie and the Blowfish loved Hootie. And so I play this song, Running From an Angel, Running to... And so Darius and I were together, Darius Rucker, and I was like, dude, you know what song used to be my jam? And he was like, what's that? I said, Running From an Angel. He said, I ain't played that in 15 years. I said, ah, oh, man. But it's my jam, though. And then we go out, and he gets his band to learn it real quick, and he plays it, and I'm in the crowd, and Amy's with me, and I'm like, what life am I living right now?
Yeah, it was emotional.
All because of that car. So mm-hmm. As I just unfolded, I didn't even think about this, I do have an emotional reaction to my first car.
Okay, and then did you have any clue I was going to bring that up?
No.
Okay, see, that's my third thing. This is my point, is that your first car can be something that triggers a fond memories, a connection, a story to tell. And so if you're ever looking for, you know, a conversation piece with a group, or it's like, okay, go around and just simply ask someone about their first car.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, something else you can do is ask somebody about their name.
Okay. Like, where do you come from?
Just like, yeah, hey, so Amy, what's up with your name?
Oh, I was named after my Aunt Amy, my dad's sister. My first name, Amy. She was Amy Lou, but I'm Amy Elizabeth because my mom wanted my middle name to come from her side, and her middle name was Elizabeth. And
were you so close to her?
Amy Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lived in San Antonio, so out of all...
So here's my point. Thank you. Here's my point.
We don't really care about the story.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You wow. Totally removed... It's such a great tool, though. It's something I use a lot if I'm struggling with someone, like, ooh, what do we talk about? Ask about their name. Because everyone's got a story behind you. Rarely it's like, my parents just drew out of a bucket, and now my name's Frank. So, yeah, like...
Well, you know what my dad really wanted to name me.
Yes, I do. Desiree.
No.
Oh.
He wanted to name me Candace and call me Candy for short.
Oh, that's what it was.
Awesome. That
and
is
my,
awesome.
My mom was like, oh, what about after your sister? And he was like, okay.
Candy. Hey, good stories today. Good stories, Candy. Yeah.
Hey, Candy.
Could you imagine if it was like Bobby, Lundfox, and Candy?
Well, yes, I could, but yes, it would be different.
Yeah, it'd be so different.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hope everybody has a happy Halloween. Amy, good luck with the kids tonight, trick-or-treating.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody who listens. By the way, Amy, did you listen to the Lindsay Sterling podcast?
I did, yeah, and I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah,
I liked
did a Bobby cast with, she's a violin player and a dancer, but she started making these videos on YouTube, and now it's like she has hundreds of millions of views and tours internationally. And so her name's Lindsay Sterling, who danced with me on Trio Night for Dancing with the Stars. Her and I have been friends for, I guess, 4 years or so, the first time she played our radio show. But here's a clip of the Bobby cast, which I thought was so funny because she went to this party right when she moved to California for work. And it was a Peter Pan-themed party. So she got dressed up and went as a full pirate, and she got there and realized nobody else was dressed up. Here's that.
I had just done a music video as a pirate, so I had a legit Captain Hook costume. I opened the door, no one's dressed up. People were like, oh my gosh, what's your name? Like, oh my gosh, this girl dressed as a pirate, oh my gosh. I ended up making so many friends. I was the conversation starter of the night, not purposefully.
And then I was talking to her because she's such a strong female. I was like, hey, what do you want young girls to hear and to know about you?
You know, I want them to see someone who has worked really hard to love herself. because that's something that didn't come naturally to me. I think it takes work sometimes to love yourself. And so I hope that when young girls look at me, no matter where they're at in their emotional awareness or how they feel about themselves, they realize, well, Lindsay learned to love herself and works hard still to love herself. And it must be possible for me to do the same thing.
So search BobbyCast wherever you listen to podcasts. Amy, what'd you like about it?
I mean, that was one of my main takeaways, was how what a hard worker that she is, and that life takes work, and even loving herself, because you do see her as this like bubbly, joyous person. And she even touches on like later in the podcast about her struggles and that she was hating herself. And she just kind of woke up one day and was like, you know what? I have to fix this. And she just started, what I imagine to be like a slow process of looking at herself every day and being like, okay, I'm going to work today to love myself better. And now she's finally through that. And I love that she can be that role model for girls. I took that away. Like, hard worker, it takes work to sometimes love yourself. And that she could be your, she backed up how you are with Dancing with Stars right now. Cause I think right now is a highlight of your life. Like, being on Dancing with Stars is like, boom, it's up there as one of the coolest things you've ever done. And I didn't know it would be that way. But she backed up that for her being on that show was, she was happy, joyous, terrified, and tired.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel too.
Yeah. And so for me, I was like, yes, that's awesome. Cause I feel like you're going to walk away from this experience having met like really amazing people. And yeah. Had like one of the best moments ever. But I thought it was a really good, it was a different kind of podcast for you too. Cause you know, a lot of times it's singer songwriter stuff. And it was just cool to see how she started playing at 6 years old and the violin. And then, you know, was an entrepreneur as a kid, like selling cookies and had a cleaning service. And she just seems like she's a hard worker.
You can hear that podcast, search for the BobbyCast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I think we'll end on that note. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you guys tomorrow. Happy Halloween. Be safe out there tonight. Wear your reflectors. Don't eat candy with razor blades in it. You may look at it and go, this razor blade looks tasty. Don't do it. All right. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye. Bobby Bones.